It's been a week since lawmakers returned to Charleston for the start of a special session focused on approving a budget for the 2018 fiscal year. Tempers flared last week between the House, Senate, and Governor's office over a plan to reform the state's tax code to balance the budget. The bill, which was approved by the Senate and voted down by the House, largely focused on restructuring the state's personal income tax, setting benchmarks for its eventual repeal, and raising the consumer sales tax. It's a plan that House Speaker Tim Armstead and Republican members of his chamber have said is wrong for the state. But Senate President Mitch Carmichael says the bill is still the basis for the budget lawmakers will consider when they return to the Capitol Monday. He spoke with Ashton Mara about the tax reform plan and 2018 budget.
This bill has gone through a number of variations over the course of the regular session and now into this special session. But there have been fiscal notes attached to the bill that are concerning to some people from the outside that show a balance in 2018 and future deficits. Are those being talked about? Are those concerns for members of the Senate, or are those concerns being expressed by the governor's office?
The concerns are identified. There are those in the legislative body that are concerned, and they're worried that that there's going to be deficits in the future. And to those people, what I would say, and what the governor would say also, is you're in a horrible situation now. For the last several years, we've come in, we've had these horrible deficits, we've tried to backfill our budget, and the out years, the projections with no changes in our code, look terrible. The changes that we're putting in place with the roads initiative, with the tax cuts for our income wage-earning West Virginians, will generate the jobs, growth, and opportunity to make a better situation. So you really have a binary choice here. Either you stay on the current path, which you know is bad, or you make a change which you think is going to be better.
In previous versions of this bill, there have been protections, I guess you could say, for these changes. There was even some talk about changing the Constitution to protect some of these changes to the personal income tax or sales tax and that kind of thing. We've seen other states do that. Oklahoma, for example, a number of years ago voted to reduce their personal income tax and put a benchmark in place saying that it takes either a supermajority of the legislature or a vote of the people to reinstate those taxes. And Oklahoma is dealing with a major budget deficit right now. Are those kinds of things contained in this bill?
You bring a valid concern about the Oklahoma, the Kansas, those scenarios. And no, we accommodated those concerns. We wanted to make sure that West Virginia did not mirror those problems that they had in those states. And so we recognize that within the context of this bill, we're cutting people's personal income taxes. We are absolutely for wage earning West Virginians cutting their taxes. We believe that's going to generate jobs, growth, and opportunity. And the out years will be protected through the growth. Now, what Kansas and Oklahoma did is they didn't cut their budgets. They just absolutely cut taxes and didn't contain their spending. And in West Virginia, we're containing the growth of government. We are absolutely committed to living within our means and not allowing this government to grow. So we're not going to lock ourselves in like Kansas and Oklahoma did. We're providing ourselves some flexibility, and we're living within our means, and we're cutting taxes for West Virginia. It's going to put more jobs in our state.
Well, when the governor called you all back into this special session, there was no budget bill on the call, and it was essentially said that the governor wanted this tax bill to pass first, and then he would present you all with a budget. But I'm assuming that as you have these conversations about this tax bill, you are also having conversations about the budget bill itself. What does that bill look like? I mean, you all passed a budget that cut higher education, it cut the DHHR. What does the budget bill based on this tax bill look like?
Well, that was always the plan from the start, Ashton, is to say, if we're not going to do tax reform, then we have no money to spend. Any other money to spend. So they're forced to cut higher ed, public ed, DHHR, which we want absolutely to contain the growth of government and to contain those spending items. But tax reform provides us some additional revenue to generate, to backfill those cuts. There are two elements to this process. There's the revenue piece and there's the expenditure piece. And on our revenue piece, we're making sure that we provide the necessary money to fund the necessary and vital government services, but we're not allowing this government to grow. We spent roughly $4.3 billion last year. The governor's committed and the Senate is committed to not spending any more.
You all are in the middle of this process and, you know, still trying to come to an agreement between the houses and between the governor. How optimistic are you that this gets done next week, or is it going to take longer than that?
Well, I'm an optimist at heart, and so I believe that it's, for me, it's so simple, that because cutting taxes, doing the right things for working West Virginians, putting more money in our pockets allows the government to grow, or the economy to grow, which backfills our economy. It's so simple. I think the governor shares that vision. In fact, he didn't when he first came to the legislature. He proposed a large tax increase, the largest in state history, $450 million. He's come now to the position, to his great credit, of offering tax cuts for working West Virginians. I would have never dreamed that we could have gotten to that point this quickly. So I am very optimistic that our friends in the House will see the value of a pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-economy proposal. It astounds me that they wouldn't. So I'm very optimistic that the people of West Virginia will see this as a new day, a new opportunity, a fundamental transformational change in our state's economy, and I think we'll get this done.
That was Senate President Mitch Carmichael speaking with Ashton Mara. While Carmichael says the tax reform plan will incite growth in West Virginia, some outside groups are concerned that it places too much burden on lower-income families, providing tax breaks for the wealthiest West Virginians. The West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy has written extensively about the issue, and you can find a link to their work on our website, wvpublic.org.